Support for the Blues Box comes from Begno Manufacturing. Begno is a precision sheet metal manufacturer and industry innovator, specializing in precision sheet metal cutting, bending, perforation, forming, laser welding, and assembly. As a locally grown company, Begno prides itself on community engagement and support. Each Friday, Begno invites visitors and clients to tour the facility and enjoy lunch with the team. To schedule a visit, the telephone number is 237-5069.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jean Cochran. President Obama and Russian President Vladimir Putin met on the sidelines of today's D-Day commemorations in France. This was their first face-to-face exchange since the crisis in Ukraine, described by the White House as an informal conversation lasting roughly 15 minutes. Putin also chatted with Ukraine's new president, all of this raising hopes for an easing of east-west tensions. They were all there to mark the 70th anniversary of the Allied storming of Normandy beaches to liberate France from the Nazis. And in his speech, President Obama called it a day of gratitude.
We come to remember why America and our allies gave so much for the survival of liberty at this moment of maximum peril. We come to tell the story of the men and women who did it, so that it remains seared into the memory of a future world.
French President François Hollande says his country won't forget what it owes American soldiers. The unemployment rate held steady in May at 6.3%, but employers were hiring at a good clip for the fourth month in a row. 217,000 jobs added to payrolls. NPR's Chris Arnold breaks down the numbers.
Economists watch the job report closely since employment and personal spending are the biggest drivers of the U.S. economy, and this latest report was just slightly better than expected. Analysts had predicted a gain of around 210,000 jobs. The overall trend in the unemployment rate continues to be gradually down, though it didn't change this month. Job gains were broad-based. Professional and business services gained jobs. Healthcare and social services gained more than 50,000 jobs. Federal and state governments, though, cut jobs, down 10,000. The labor force participation rate was unchanged, and the Labor Department says the country's reached a milestone. Payroll employment now exceeds pre-recession levels. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
The leading presidential candidate in Afghanistan has narrowly escaped an attempt on his life. NPR's Sean Carberry reports Abdullah Abdullah was unharmed, but three bodyguards were killed.
Witnesses describe hearing two powerful explosions as Abdullah's convoy left a hotel in western Kabul. The blasts killed two civilians and a police officer in addition to the bodyguards. More than 20 people were injured. After the incident, Abdullah held two more rallies. Our campaign will continue and nothing will separate us from the Afghan people, Abdullah defiantly told the crowd at another hotel. The Taliban conducted high-profile attacks against election offices during the first round of voting this spring. This was the first fatal attack targeting a candidate. Abdullah is squaring off against Ashraf Ghani in the June 14th runoff vote. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.
The Dow is up 72. This is NPR News. A new revelation in the growing scandal at Veteran Affairs. The organization's acting head says another 18 veterans whose names were kept off official electronic VA appointment lists have died. Sloan Gibson's asking the inspector general to see if those deaths were related to long wait times. Sylvia Matthews Burwell's poised to take the helm of Health and Human Services, confirmed by the Senate in a strong bipartisan vote, 78-17. And that makes her the new steward of the president's health care law. Republican Senator Mike Johanns voted to confirm, but he says she is facing an impossible challenge.
I think she's able to do the job that's before her. But I do believe that the problem she's going to face is that this law is so fatally flawed that she cannot be successful in implementing it.
Healthcare.gov still has some unresolved issues. Egypt's outgoing president has issued a new decree making sexual harassment a crime, punishable by up to 5 years in prison. Merritt Kennedy reports this move was highly anticipated.
The new law carries penalties of jail time for no less than 6 months and/or fines of about $700, with harsher sanctions for repeat offenders. It includes verbal along with physical harassment, whether in person or online. A recent United Nations survey found that more than 99% of women here reported experiencing sexual harassment or assault. In a place where sexual harassment is endemic and police routinely stand by, the big question now is whether this law will be enforced. For NPR News, I'm Merritt Kennedy in Cairo.
I'm Jean Cochran, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Novo Nordisk, committed to innovation in diabetes care for over 90 years. More at novonordisk-us.com.
It's 6 after the hour of 12 noon. You are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. Coming up at 1 o'clock will be American Roots with Nick Spitzer. Then at 3 o'clock, Roger Cash with Freetown Radio. For the moment, we're going to venture back to 1967, go to Chicago and listen to Louis Myers on blues harp, Eddie Kirkland on guitar, Eddie Taylor on bass, Al Duncan on drums, backing up John Lee Hooker.
Backbiter syndicator, standing all around the door. Backbiter syndicator, standing all around the door. And it whispered every day, hoping I had no way to stay. When the day come, you leave these syndicators alone. I can't understand the good that they don't mean you no good. I can't understand the good that you don't know they don't mean you no good. You'll find these kind of people in every neighborhood. Can't you see him standing around the door? Backbiter syndicator. Can't you see him standing around the door? I'm gonna move on down the line. I don't have to be bothered no more.
Yes, he
Betty Everett, recorded around 1957 or so for Eli Toscano's Cobra Records out of Chicago, Illinois. She had gotten to know Magic Sam, who was working with Toscano, and she got her intro there and hits her waxing of Killer Diller, which was a Willie Dixon composition. Willie Dixon was on the bass on this particular track. Betty Everett would be much better known a few years later when she would record her and sing her blockbuster hit, the Shoop Shoop Song. That was in 1964. Before we heard Betty Everett, we heard John Lee Hooker and a nice little band backing up. Hooker from 1967 doing a number called Backbiters and Syndicators. That last tune we heard was written by Willie Dixon. We're going to turn next to that great Chicago blues songwriter himself. Here's Willie Dixon from 1981 with what is said to be his favorite composition of his own. Willie Dixon with It Don't Make Sense.
Don't make sense. are down to that Union Hall. We're gonna romp and chomp the midnight. We're gonna fuss and fight the daylight. We gonna pitch a wang wang doodle all night long. All the windows, gonna kick down all the doors. We gon' pitch a bang bang doodle all night long, 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 all Boxcar Joe, we got sawdust on the floor. Tell Piggy and Kelly and Die, ooh, going to have a time. But when the fish ain't fill the air, I be snuff juice everywhere. We gon' pitch a bang bang all night long, all night long, all night long, all night long, all night long.
Howling Wolf, recorded back in 1960. Howling Wolf, along with Otis Spann on piano, Hubert Sumlin on guitar, Willie Dixon on bass, Fred Below on drums. That was, of course, a Wang Dang Doodle, a number written by Willie Dixon, and one that Howling Wolf didn't like very much. In fact, he basically categorized it as some old Levy Camp number or akin to something like that. He and Dixon didn't get along. After a while, they didn't get along very well at all. Howling Wolf is said to have resented Willie Dixon because Chess Records would tell Wolf to record all these Willie Dixon tunes, and Howling Wolf felt that his own compositions were good enough or as good or better as Willie Dixon's compositions. And I'm sure one could argue either side of that argument, but we won't do it here. We heard Willie Dixon himself before hearing him play on Wang Dang Doodle. We heard Dixon from 1981 doing his It Don't Make Sense, You Can't Make Peace. We're going to stick with Chicago Blues for one more tune. We're going to turn to Billy Arnold, who played with all sorts of Chicago greats back in the 1950s and then had a straight job for a few decades and revived his career full-time back in the mid-1990s. From 1995, here is Billy Boy Arnold and on blues harp and vocals with Mama's Bitter Seed.
My mama told me, baby, you my bitter seed. My mama told me, she said in every man's life song there would be some days like this. My mother told me that a woman would do you wrong. My mama told me that these women will do you wrong. Up your happy home. My father told me, my mother sit down and she cried. My father told me, my mother sit down and she cried. She said, you're too nice a man, son, to have this many no good women you got. Thank you. his face. I just hung my head and cried. I looked at my mother's face. I just hung my head and cried. I said, these pretty women killed me. Mama, you just let your poor Billy boy die. My mother told me, son, every woman got that same thing. My mother told me, every woman got that same thing. It can make a poor man rich or drive a weak-minded man insane.
Support for the Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in the Oil Center on Hyman Boulevard and also at its new location at 5000 Ambassador Caffrey in the Province Cordoba office complex. The phone number is 337-233-4017.
I come to you, pretty boy.
Bonnie Raitt from her debut album that came out on Warner Brothers back in 1971. Bonnie Raitt doing a Sippy Wallace tune, one that Sippy recorded back in the late 1920s. Before we heard Bonnie Raitt, we heard Billy Boy Arnold from 1995 and from his disc Eldorado Cadillac, Billy Boy on blues, harp, and vocals, doing a number called Mama's Bitter Seed. I should mention that Bonnie Raitt had with her on that recording we just heard Junior Wells on blues harp. Bonnie had some collaborations with Sippy Wallace. Sippy Wallace, again, had recorded blues in the 1920s, got her start playing piano in saloons and those sorts of places in Houston, Texas, and ended up moving on and doing pretty well for herself for quite a while. She's one of the great women blues singers of the decade of the 1920s. And one of her friends of that same genre, Victoria Spivey, talked Sippy into reviving her musical career back in the 1960s. So she started recording again in 1966. Here is Sippy Wallace with Little Brother Montgomery on piano from 1966, doing a number called Suitcase Blues.
I hear the whistles blow. Texas, even went to San Antone. But when I got to Mississippi, my best friend was dead and gone. Yes, Bilbo is gone. Well, he had to put it down. Well, I feel like a lonesome stranger. Yes, a stranger in my own hometown. I was a playboy and a devil. I had times that was really wild. Since Mr. Bilbo is dead, it makes me feel like a fatherless child. Yes, Bilbo is gone. Yes, he had to put it down. I feel like a lonesome stranger in my own hometown.
Andrew Tibbs, recorded for Chess Records back in 1947. Actually, it was Aristocrat Records back then. The name was changed shortly thereafter to Chess. And this came close to being one of their last records. This record almost sank the fledgling record company. A number called Bilbo is Dead. Bilbo was Theodore G. Bilbo, senator from Mississippi. He had also been served twice as a governor of Mississippi, an individual about which there was a lot of controversy over the years. He was definitely opposed to civil rights and a strong segregationist. And obviously, Andrew Tibbs' grief for him in this song was contrived and feigned. The reason that this song almost sank Chess Records is that a lot of radio stations outside of Chicago would not play it. And also, it's said that the Teamsters would not ship the record out. So the Chess brothers had invested a bit in this record, and they didn't have a lot of capital at the time, so they could they had a tough time weathering this this loss. But very interesting tune historically, as in a couple of different ways. Before we heard Andrew Tibbs, we heard Sippy Wallace from 1966. Sippy doing a number called Suitcase Blues. Somebody else that recorded for Chess Records, they were doing a whole lot better at this point, 1964, than they were in 47 when they recorded Andrew Tibbs. Here's Robert Nighthawk with Someday. Thank you.
Southern grind home, and I root both night and day. Yes, I'm a rooting groundhog, baby. Well, I root both night and day. I want some good-looking mama to come here now. Please, daddy, blues away. I went home that night, babe, just about to break a day. I be grabbed the pillow my baby used to lay. I'm a rooting groundhog. You want to eat me some sweet day. Well, I look for poor Joe down low. Well, I'll be so far away. I'm a rooting groundhog. And I root everywhere I go. Later on it, boy. Too bad. I'm a rooting groundhog, babe. Roots everywhere I go. I'm trying to keep my woman taking my loving. Can't it out, hand it to me, so and so. Let me tell you now, woman. Just before I go, give me back my money. I catch the train and go. I'm a rooting groundhog. Yeah, and I root everywhere I go. Well, my baby had another to tell me that she didn't want me no more. I'm leaving Chicago. I ain't gonna leave my baby no more. Late on that, boy. I'm leaving Chicago. Ain't gonna leave my feet no more. I'm every good rooting groundhog. I got a home anywhere I go. I woke up this morning. I looked down the line. Couldn't hear nothing but my bass train crying. I'm a rooting groundhog. Root both night and day. I want some good-looking mama to come in.
Big Joe Williams recorded in May of 1937 for Bluebird Records at the time. He had with him Sonny Boy Williamson the first on blues harp and also Robert Lee McCoy on second guitar. And Robert Lee McCoy's name would shortly be changed to Robert Nighthawk. That's how we heard him. Prior to hearing Big Joe Williams, we heard Robert Nighthawk from 1964 doing a number called Someday. Next year on KRVS, something quite a bit newer from the year 2008. Here is Davis Cohen.
Thank you.
John Nemeth on vocals and blues harp from his new release, Memphis Grease. And that, of course, is a number called My Baby's Gone. Nemeth first came to national attention as far as blues was concerned when he became the front man for Anson Funderburg and the Rockets, replacing Sam Myers. He's been on his own for a few years and doing quite well. He was preceded by Davis Cohen, whom we heard do a rendition of the old blues classic, Jack of Diamonds. And we turn, we still have a little time. We're going to listen to another track from another brand new disc, this time from Shane Dwight. His disc is called This House, and from that effort, here he is with a number called Stepping Stone.
Well, I'm a patient man, and that's waited too long. And I'm a tired voice, singing a sad, sad song. And I'm gonna try. Will the sound of the phone not ringing, baby, you not coming around. And I'm wasting time on this road, so. And I'm more tired of the sound of the wheels on this road keep spinning. Spinning me out, and I'm still wasting time on this road. A stepping stone to your bigger, better deal. Only a real good phony like you could make it feel so damn real. And I'm wasting time. You'll say, and I'm lost, and I can't get you back, cause I'm broke, can't afford the cost. So go on, we're on your way. Forget about me and all the love and plans and days. You're done with my strip. Now watch me slip and fall. Watch a steady man lose his grip.
Shane Dwight, once again from his disc This House, a number called Stepping Stone. And that wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS. I'm Raoul Bro. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today. I'd also like to invite you to stay tuned. More good music is coming up in a few minutes on American Roots with Nick Spitzer. That's followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio and Roger Cash. The Blues Box is made possible in part due to a grant from Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is public radio for Acadiana, KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And we also are listener-supported public radio, thanks to all of you out there that keep us on the air with your annual contributions. And those of you that may want to contribute to public radio, we'd love to have you on board. You can do so securely online at krvs.org. And to take us on up to the top of the hour in American Roots, a few bars from Cephas and Wiggins and a little cut called Blake's Rag. Have a great weekend.
Jake Hebert,
inviting you to join us every Friday at midnight for the Sound Club radio program.
Your home for left field pop gems from today to yesteryear.
Your leading provider of auditory theme dreams since 2010.
Beamed straight from the mother station via satellite interconnection.
On 88.7 FM, KRVS.
Hi, I'm Pete Bergeron. If your day starts early, like mine does, let's spend it together with Cajun music from 5 to 7 a.m. here at Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.